Greetings. Welcome to the Papa Pank Podcast. I am Justin Jane, and this is my friend and my co-host,
Jaylene Clark Owens.
There's a lot of gray in the world. We think it needs a little more pink, a Papa Pank. We are Philly-based, multi-hyphenated, and award-winning actors taking on all things arts and culture in this joy-forward and ever-playful variety podcast. You are listening to our theme song composed by Jordan McCree, member of the band Ill Dudes. We welcome you, our Pank Papas, both old and new. Please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate y'all. And with that, let's get it started. Yes. Merry Pankmas. Merry Pankmas to all and to all a good night. We finally made it to the second pandemic Christmas. And boy, oh boy, is it very different from the first. We are so, so happy to be coming at you fresh off the heels of our Pank Day episode as we bring in all the holiday cheer with gift exchanges, year in reviews, and other ridiculous fun in today's episode. And while this Christmas may still be socially distanced for you, we are coming at you from small, safe gatherings with loved ones. I am recording this episode from Winter Haven, Florida, where I was born and raised. So if I suddenly become a robot on air, hopefully that won't happen. It's because my computer's like, where am I? This is also where I broadcasted the last Pankmas episode from. And even though I'm in Florida, I am boosted and zooted and so, so happy to be eating some Filipino food this holiday. Jaylene, where are you broadcasting from? What are your holiday plans?
I am broadcasting from the same place. I am home. I was really looking forward to being with my family after last year's Zoom Christmas, but alas, the pandemic had other plans. So it'll just be Christmas at home with my husband and I with some family Zoom time at some point. I plan to cook and even make some dishes I've never made before. Ooh. So, you know,
are you going to talk about that? Are you going to tell me about that?
I didn't plan to, I guess, but I can talk about
it. What dishes are you going to make that you've never made before?
I've never made potato salad.
What?
Yeah, because my auntie always makes it. And okay. So I watched her 2 Christmases ago.
Okay.
I was there. I was taking photos. I was writing down the ingredients.
Now, what is special about auntie's potato salad?
Oh, it's the best. I legit have not had potato salad that is as good as my auntie's. Like, it has not happened as yet. So
that didn't tell me anything that was in it.
I know, but it's just good. Potato salad. It's got potatoes and salad. No. Can you imagine if it had actual salad? No.
I think I've had that. I've had like a warm potato. Potatoes on green things.
That's not what we have at Auntie's. So I'm going to try to make it. And I feel like I'm going to disappoint myself, but I'm going to try. I watched her. So I'm going to try. We'll see.
Well, Merry Christmas to Potato Salad. And I am so excited for this episode. As you can see, we are all Christmas out, and we hope you are too. If you missed last episode, as I said, we celebrated our Pank Day with all things joy forward, memories of us on this podcast, and we played some wonderfully Pank games.
Yeah. So let's kick off this episode. You know, our Pank Papas are ready. Paul is saying happy Pankmas from him and Stella, and Mama Pat is saying, it's the measure of love included that's in the potato salad. That's what, you know, I hope some of that love comes out when I make it this weekend. Yes. But let's kick this episode off. Let's kick off Christmas Eve with a toast to good cheer and our final episode of the year. Ooh, I'm rhyming already. I think it's about that time. Get your glass of weekend, Clank.
It's time for that Papa drink.
Papa drink.
Papa drink.
Papa drink.
Papa drank and cheers. Arriba, abajo, al centro, adentro, jingle masakara, mabuhay,
wello. Excuse me, Justin. What's happening?
Hello, I'm using a new goblet. I wanted something that could be see-through so our live people watching could see what we're drinking. But and I'm in Florida too. My glass transformed through TSA. It went through the scanner and went, I'm glass.
Well, he's switched glasses without me and without giving me one. Great. Hey. Tell us what's in your drink.
Hey, this is eggnog. This Ooh. Is just like classic eggnog. What better way to ring in the holiday season with some quintessential classic eggnog? Now, if I was in Philly, I would be ringing in with some Donnie Hammond Johnson or Tayshia Marie Canales, Coquito, or somebody else with three names. Those are all way better than this eggnog. But I didn't discover eggnog till I was like a grown adult. I didn't drink it as a kid. Mm. And now I'm so happy for the company Lactate, which makes lactose-free eggnog. This one actually is Publix. It's not lactose-free. But shout out to Publix. Jamie, shout out to what Publix. Are you drinking? What is making you merry and bright?
Well, if you were here with me, I would have you have some of my Papa drink because this is vegan coquito that I made last night. I pieced together a recipe that I saw from this Instagram video I found last year. The person doesn't tell you exactly how much to put in. I'm just watching the video and kind of trying to figure it out myself. So, you know, all the times I've made it, it's come out a bit differently. I made it twice last night. I made two different batches. I liked the first one, the second one, and now it's very thick. I have to figure out how to make it not so thick, but it tastes good. So, cheers. Yeah.
Is it made out of real vegans?
Yeah.
maybe that's why it's so thick. It's the bones. Yes. Bones. Mm-hmm. Tickle Pink is a segment where we usually talk about something that has recently been bringing us joy and is a bit of a catch-up for Jaylene and I. So, Jaylene, what has you tickle pink this Christmas Eve, hosted by Eve?
So, what's tickling me pink? I found out by happenstance.
Okay.
That there is a extended director's cut version of my favorite movie, Dreamgirls.
So, I have a question.
Yep.
The musical was written. How did they extend something that was already done?
Well, the movie is different than the musical. Also, the like, if you listen to the soundtrack for the Dreamgirls movie, they don't play the entire song of some of the songs in the movie. Also, there are extra scenes that they have put in there. Yes, Mama Pat says, what? Director's cut? Yeah. Where? I immediately went on Amazon and I found it. $11. It is, they have a little DVD. You get the booklet and blah, 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 blah. So I cannot wait to watch that because that is my favorite. And I just feel like I discovered a treasure because you know, it's like, you find out something is your favorite, and then you find out there's more of it. So I'm
okay. So maybe they've added in the Reality Boys.
Maybe
the extended version of Dreamgirls includes Reality Boys.
Reality Boys,
and then the extended version is the alive non-binary people.
Can't wait for all.
Where you're alive, non-binary people, and we're here to make life alive for you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I can't wait. I'm gonna start with the extended Dreamgirls version first, though, and I'll
We'll see how that goes.
What has you tickled pink?
Okay, so I went to the Philadelphia Zoo last week, and let me tell you, the best time to go to the zoo, I think, is when it's cold outside, and there are so many animals that when you go regularly are just like, you know, under a rock, or they're just like, why am I out here? It's so hot. Particularly now, the big cats. I saw tigers, tigers. I saw lions walking around, panthers, pumas, everything. They're like all out and about.
Interesting.
The what else was like really active? The red pandas were so cute. They were just like eating leaves off of things and like looking around. Usually they're like all passed out. And then they took out some of the animals, but also none of the tourists are there. It'll be like you and some friends. It's almost like what it feels like. I'm also excited for Encanto is coming to Disney Plus on Christmas Eve. So if you have Disney Plus, go watch it. This is Lin-Manuel Miranda Disney movie that is just so, so lovely. It's about family, and I'm not going to say any more, but go watch it. Are you going to watch it?
Yes.
Okay. Next episode, we have to talk about Encanto.
Okay.
And then lastly, we got to eat at Soraya for Adam's birthday, 40th birthday. That was a delicious meal. For those of you that have never been, it is Lebanese food in Fishtown. And it is like way up there. It's up there with like Park and like all the fanciest restaurants in Philadelphia. So Jaylene, if you ever want to go, let me know. They are pretty good socially distanced. They have delicious food. And yeah, that is what's tickling me pink.
Lee says, how does Lin does more work coming out this year?
I think when you have three names, when you're like Lin-Manuel Miranda or Tayshia Marie Canales or Jaylene Clark Owens, you just churn it out. So next year, I'm making a resolution to come up with a middle name or I don't know. Those aren't even middle names. Those are like extra names. I'm going to get an extra name.
Great. That sounds good. Justin, Papa Pan, Jane.
Oh, yeah, yeah. PP. I'm going to go by PP. Justin PP Jane. It'll take me right back to elementary school.
Yes, Justin PP Jane. I love it. I love it. Now, speaking of holidays and PP and Christmas, that brings us to our next segment, Hot Topic Christmas.
Okay, so Jaylene, last year you and I shared with some of our favorite people some of our favorite Christmas memories and traditions. And if you missed that episode, listeners, I highly recommend you go and listen to one of our pop backs. We focused a lot on our Christmas memories when we were kids and traditions we now have as adults. But this year, we thought it would be fun to tell some funny or sweet Christmas stories because every person or family has at least one. So Jaylene, tell us about a silly or sweet Christmas memory you have.
Okay. I feel like I mentioned some of this last year, but in terms of a silly Christmas memory, a few years ago, we had an ugly sweater contest in my family where each contestant had to do a little performance to Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Jackson 5 version. And one family member of mine decided to be a drunken Santa as his character, even though he wasn't drunk. So that is forever a memory in our family. It's a legendary moment that we won't forget. There's video. It was a wonderful moment. But also in that moment, another family member of mine was doing her performance, and she had her hair like, you know, I don't know if you've seen women have a braided like crown, the braid going around. So she had that, and she's doing her performance and she's going like this, and the braid this is added on hair, wasn't her hair, she had attached some hair, and the braid started to come out and the hair began to fall. And so when she realized that her hair was falling off, she grabbed her hair and ran into the kitchen, and I ran in after her, and thus began our the cackles, and we laughed and we laughed and we laughed. And that is a great moment that I have also on video. So that would be my silly, silly Christmas memory.
That makes me remember when one of your braids came out when we were in Blood Wedding, and for the opening night party, I wore it. And I just started twisting it about, but it looked good. It was just like one little tail for me.
That's right.
For those how's my who, connection? You, I think
your connection is not great. So what Justin just said was that at the opening night party for Blood Wedding, one of my braids came out, and so I gave Justin one of those braids. I attached it to his hair, and he was just wearing my hair. And we have a video of us swinging it in slow motion back and forth. It was a good time. It was a good time. For those just joining us, Justin is broadcasting from Florida, and so the connection might be a little bit wonky at times. But we ask you to just bear with us, and we're gonna get through this.
I think if there's anything a pandemic has taught us, it's we're going to get through this.
That's right. So tell me some of your silly or fun.
Okay. So I love a Secret Santa. Like I really enjoy one. I'm really good at it. I'm good at planning. I like sneaking. I like throwing someone off. And then, of course, the big reveal and the guessing. I'm also really good at the guessing part, but I only like Secret Santas when the entire group of people participating are like my friends. Okay. So this limits it to like when like only my friends are deciding to do it, or if I'm doing a show at Christmas time where it's all like friend people. I really can't stand trying to like shop and stress over gifts for a person I barely know. So this story involves some of our pank papas out there. So this is no shade, no tea to any of those good friends. Okay. But there was like 3 years or so, the Wilma was having our annual holiday party. And now part of the tradition is to do Secret Santas. So we all had the option to sign up. But in the past, I've been assigned to someone like I barely knew. And meanwhile, I would be sitting next to my bestie and thinking like, oh man, I spent so much money on this like kind of stranger when I could be spending this time and energy on this like best friend here. So in this particular year, I decided not to throw my name in the hat, but on the same token, I didn't want to miss out on like the passing out of gifts and the opening and the squeals and all of it. So I asked my friend and co-company member and friend of the podcast, Campbell O'Hare, to be my secret Santa. So we planned to give each other a homemade gift during the big reveal and pretend we accidentally got one another. So when the party rolled around, sure enough, we both show up with presents and we're kind of like it's like our little secret, and we put them in the giant pile. Everybody puts their gifts in like one big pile. Yes.
Go back.
The entire party.
By each other's side.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were by each other's sides because of our debilitating like social anxiety. But we were just so giddy to like play our Secret Santa roles out. And sure enough, when the big reveal happened, our plan goes off without a hitch. Everyone thought we had each other, and I got this beautiful handcrafted ceramic frog eating a pizza that Campbell made, and I made her like a Harry Potter wand. And it was truly one of my favorite Secret Santas I've ever done. So
that is amazing.
Yes.
And was I there?
I don't know. I remember Campbell and Ross and I like staying as a unit and just like running around like a bunch of kids. I think you were there. I remember your mac and cheese. Did you bring your mac and cheese to one of those parties? Nope. I remember Mama Pat's mac and cheese now. Who can forget that? But I think in the future, so now all the pink papas out there, this is going to be out there now. I have this fun trick I've been really dying to do, that one day I organize a Secret Santa for a group of people, but I secretly only put my name in the hat. So everyone is only hiding and giving gifts to me. And then, so I think if I make it to 60, that's what I will do that year. And of course I will get everybody gifts and I'll play along, but I would just love, I'm living for everyone's reaction at the end when the first person's like, I have Justin. And then the second person's like, everybody starts like looking around. And the second person's like, I have Justin. And then just like 15 people are like, I have Justin. I have Justin.
That is so something you would do.
I think it would be an ultimate trick.
Right, because it's like a prank.
Yeah.
That benefits you.
I do love pranks. But Jaylee, now what fun or new memory in the future or thing that you would do in a future Christmas? What do you have in that vein?
Listen, I, for fun, would want to go someplace warm for Christmas. That's my fun. I am always in the cold, always in the Northeast, in New York or Philly or Delaware. I would like to experience a warm a Caribbean Christmas. I think that would be a lot of fun, maybe in the Virgin Islands where my maternal family is from. That's what I would want.
That is like something you can manifest like this coming Christmas. How's this connection now?
Good.
All right. We're going to keep trying. It wouldn't be Pankmas without a few surprises up our sleeves. So we're going to ask some quick surprise Christmas questions from each other that we usually play in our Pank games. But at the holiday, anything is possible. So here's our hot takes in a rapid fire Christmas question. Okay. Are you ready, Jaylene? We're going to go back and forth. I don't know what Jaylene's going to ask me. She has no idea what I'm going to ask her. So, first of all, Jaylene, what is your favorite Christmas carol and why?
I would say we'll go with This Christmas, Donny Hathaway, because it's just so classic and it just makes me think about just warm Christmassy feelings.
Ooh, I would go with Oh Holy Night. Because I love that it like has a build to it. It's like really dramatic. And it starts off like really small. And then it's just like, all this stuff happened on this night. Can you believe it? And then it like blooms out from there.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. Physical gift or experience as a gift?
I'm going to answer two ways. So physical gift, if it is like really practical. Like at my old age, I'm like anything that's like a decoration I'm not into. So I think maybe give me an experience. Let me go somewhere, take me to dinner. Okay. What about you?
I'm gonna say experience for right now because, well, actually in the COVID, I don't know that I want no experience. Okay. If it wasn't a pandemic, imagine it's not a pandemic, then yes, an experience, because then I don't want more stuff, you know, it could get cluttery. So experience is good.
I imagine it's not a pandemic every day. Biggest pet peeve about the holidays?
The crowds, crowded shopping. I hated the traffic, the
That's mine. People get meaner at the holidays, despite it being a merry time of year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie? Nightmare Before Christmas.
I'm supposed to answer too. You know, I don't be watching no movies.
At the holiday.
I don't know. Best Man Holiday.
Okay. That slowly left your memory.
Because that's not a favorite movie of mine. Like, I like it, but that's the only movie I could think about. Okay, you go.
That's the only holiday movie you've ever seen. Something naughty you've done or do that Santa wouldn't approve of.
Santa wouldn't approve of me. I don't think Santa would approve of me doing what? I don't do anything wrong. Like, I'm perfect. Like, never have I ever done anything. I've never done anything naughty, Justin. Like, I don't really understand.
Okay. Look, we're going to keep it innocent. We are keeping it innocent. For me, I sometimes.
Sometimes.
Very sometimes. Mm-hmm. If I'm like at like a big box store and
what are you about to say?
I'm gonna say I sometimes just put everything down and leave the store.
You put everything down and leave the store.
If it's like I like a whole bunch of stuff and the line is too long.
Oh, I like, see.
Somebody's okay. Gonna clean this up.
Okay.
Got I'll you. Let you think that that's what it was. DeLand!
Hey. Yeah, we have some of our Florida residents tuning in.
As I know. I'm drinking some Publix eggnog over here. Okay. Is this yours?
Mine. Open presents Christmas Eve or open presents Christmas Day?
Day. What about you?
Me. Day.
Yeah. But I'm in a family where it's Eve, hosted by Eve. One thing about me that is a gift to you.
What?
One thing about me that is a gift to you. And I'll tell you one thing.
You're silliness. I am someone who is very silly. And so when I meet someone else who is silly, it is certainly a gift because I just get to be silly. And I really enjoy that. I love to laugh. So the fact that you make me laugh a lot, that is a true gift.
Oh, I think, Jaylene, you are like a solid person. You're like a solid friend. You are loyal to the end. Aww. Solid. You're like stick by your people and you like keep them close. And that's a very, very nice. What's yours?
My next question. Wrapped gift or gift bag?
Oh, wrapped.
Wrapped. Okay.
But I only give gift bags.
There you go. Okay, I too appreciate a nice wrapped gift.
Okay, my last one. One thing you wish everyone could geek about as much as you do at Christmas time.
Play Christmas music from the Virgin Islands.
I have heard you. Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mine is Disney related. I just wish everybody would geek out about Disney Christmas as much as I do.
Of course. What's and my last one is your favorite Christmas thing that's pink.
Oh, flamingos in Santa outfits. What's your favorite? What's your favorite Christmas thing that's pink?
A nice Christmas rosé.
Now, it wouldn't be Pankmas without presents. So, Jaylene, I know we can't see each other in person right now, but I do have something for you, and it's right near you. And I hear you have something for me, and it's like right here near me.
Yes. So, shall I go first?
Yes. Let's see what you got.
So, true to form, Justin has given me a gift in a bag. So
it's a nice bag. That's a nice bag. It's got tassels and everything.
Very Justin.
Yep. I always have tassels.
Okay. Here we go. I think I know what this is. Here we go. Hey! You didn't leave me out. I got a pink glass. Yay! Our next episode, we will have our matching glasses. Thank you, Jessen.
Yes, I love our other glasses too. So maybe we'll have a double date one day.
Yes.
Maybe, yeah, one day we just sit like that. One is for, like, when we need people to see what we're drinking, and the other is just, like, when we want to just drink air and hide it.
Great. my gift.
Okay. So this is my bag. It says Happy Holidays. Okay. Let me see. Oh. Yes. Okay, y'all. I know exactly what this is. These are, okay, my friends out there, for those of you listening on air, Jaylene just gave me pink pajamas with penguins on the bottom. Now, this is one of these things where if you know, you know. But I've got my very own pair of pink pajamas with penguins all over. And really love this. This is so soft. It's that like really warm, like cozy. Oh my God, I love these, Jaylee. So, this is from The Lion King, Circle of Life. For some people out there, they know pink pajamas, penguins on the bottom. Pink pajamas, yeah. Penguins on the bottom. For Circle of Life, what the singers are actually saying is emwenyana, emwenyamamana. I don't know what either of those mean.
Is that really what they're saying?
That is what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
But this is amazing. And Jaylene had never heard pink pajamas, penguins on the bottom till like 2 months ago.
Right. Until you said it to me, I had not heard that. So I'm glad I was able to find your pink pajamas, penguins on the bottom.
This is quite amazing. thank you, Jaylene.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh. This is so fun to have. What? I think.
Uh-oh.
Jaylene, I think. Why is that? What's happening?
Oh boy. I think. Oh God. Okay.
I think someone's at the door.
Someone's at the door. Shall we go answer?
But I don't know why the doorbell changed, but I'm gonna go.
Okay.
I'm
gonna go check.
Thank you so much. Hello everybody. It is me, Saint Nicholas, also known as Santa Claus. And this is my wife, my life partner, my partner in crime. What is your first name? You never tell anybody your first name.
Mildred.
This is Mildred Claus, everybody. You heard it here first. Mildred and Santa Claus. Here, just for you. We want to end the year by saying hello to Papa Pink. Oh, I'm probably also frozen. My magic doesn't work in Florida. Am I frozen still? I can't tell. But does it matter? No. Because you all have lived through a pandemic. It has not reached the North Pole, thankfully. Although Rudolph's nose is quite red. We still don't know what that's about. Anyway, hey, Mildred.
Yes?
How has the year been for you?
Oh, well, Santa has been...
Me?
You, my husband Santa, have been so busy, so many requests this year, because people just want a lot of cheer, so... It's been quite a year, but we're looking forward to the smiles on the kiddies' faces this weekend.
Yes. We're so excited to see everybody being socially distant and wearing their masks and getting their shots because modern science is a real thing. And I don't know what. But our sled this year, you know, Mrs. Claus, we had to put the big plastic shield around it.
Right. We wear our masks as well as we travel around. We have to protect ourselves. Rudolph, I made him his own special mask and all the other deers as well.
Yes, so. And I love how you built them so they go from their snout all the way up their antlers. I thought that extra safety measure was just really exciting, and I didn't understand it at first, but you know, that's where they get all their germs. Hey, Mildred.
Yes, dear.
I'm just wondering this year, who's on your naughty and nice list?
Oh, naughty. On the naughty list is... The coronavirus. It has been very, very naughty this year.
Yes.
Who else is on the naughty list?
I would put just the 2021. You know, we're friends with Father Time and Baby New Year, but they were very, very, very bad this year.
Yes.
And hopefully next year they shape up. But who's on your nice list?
Oh, a lovely girl. I think she's from Harlem. And she does poetry.
Oh, okay.
Jada?
I think her name is Jada Pinkett Smith.
Clark Owens?
Yes. Clark.
She was very nice this year. Very nice.
I am going. So has, I'm freezing. I'm freezing.
Santa,
I'm about to freeze.
Can you give, there's a boy, Justin. Please send him some good Wi-Fi in Florida. That's what he wants on his Christmas list.
You know, I think Wi-Fi is overrated. I always have. I'm more into Mai Tais. They taste delicious. Anyway, you know what else tastes delicious? And then we can go, Mildred.
Yes,
I made you some cookies.
Ooh!
And you know, it's very much like me to make you things and then eat them for myself. So this isn't like any other time. This is just like all the other times. So, they're delicious, Mildred. They are.
Oh, wonderful. Well, so, we got some gifts to wrap, so let's
give. So we just wanted to say Merry Christmas, everyone out there, all of you Pink Papas, or whatever holidays you celebrate. We're in it to win it. And next year's going to be another year. Not going to say it's going to get better. Not going to say it's going to get worse.
That's right, dear. Okay, we'll see you all on Christmas Day.
Bye. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know how to work my internet here. I'm struggling a little bit.
Wait, what happened?
Well, we're back.
What happened, Jaylene? Did you see that?
I know. We had Santa and Mrs. Claus on our show. How lucky were we to have them?
Did you know that Mrs. Claus's name was Mildred? I didn't know that at all.
I certainly didn't know that. Wow. But it feels good to know that inside detail, you know?
That's really special. That's really special that they took all that time volunteering their precious time to come to Papa Pank. And then like mess with our internet.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a great moment. So we thank you all for sharing in that moment with us. It was really quite special.
So for our games, it's the last one of the season, it's the last one of the year.
Yes.
Where I left off is a game that Jaylene brought us. Where the other person picks up off the last line of a song. We wanted to do a carols version where these aren't real carols. So, but they should sound kind of like Christmas carols. So the theme is Christmas carols. And Jaylene, I'll let you start.
Oh, I have to start. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's Christmas. Christmas time, the snow is coming down. Oh, it's Christmas time. Don't you dare wear a frown, because we're jolly, we're holly, we're oh so merry and bright. If you're happy and cheerful, then you're doing Christmas right.
That was scarily good. Right. Oh, right. Yeah. So right. Oh, there's a lot of Christmas carols with the word right in it. Like this one. Right behind the chimney is my Santa's sled. Right behind the fireplace is Santa's present. Everyone loves a Christmas time present under the presents.
Yeah. I love that Christmas carol. Pank Poppers, let us know in the comments if that is one of your favorite carols.
Okay.
What's my word?
Presents. Yeah.
Tell me what you got for me this Christmas. Did you bring a lot of presents? Is this the time for me to find out what it is? Yeah.
What's my word?
Your word is, I think it was is what I
think you ended on yeah, but if you want to do is, we can do is.
Yeah, you can do yeah. Yeah.
Right. Oh, this is a hard one, but I might not remember all of the words for it, but there's that soul song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is it?
Yeah. He's born today. Yeah. He is here in every way.
Yeah.
His season is all his. Mm. So let's give it up for Christmas.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
We did it. It's amazing how I did so well and then so poorly. Oh man, I don't know if we're gonna get Justin back, but I'll just keep going. You know, it's been a great time. Before we go, we're going to just quickly. Oh, he's out of the stream completely. I think he's gonna probably go out and come back in. So in the meantime, we're gonna go to our Pank forecast really quickly. We're just gonna usually talk about something we're looking forward to, but since it's the end of the year and our final episode of the year, we wanted to look back at things we were personally grateful for this past year. So I would say that some of the things that you're lucky I don't have the doorbell sound up. Actually, here we go. All right. Look who's back. Ooh-wee. It's a lot of pressure doing a show by yourself. Are you back? Are you frozen? Or are you just... Paul said, I like the game where Jaylene mirrors JJ's frozen poses. Oh, I can't wait to watch this back.
This one of the glorious things, one of the many glorious things about the pandemic is that moments like these are just normal now.
Ooh. Man, this is the worst one we've had.
Now I'm gone again.
No, you're here. We hear you. You're here. I was getting ready to reflect. Oh, nope. He's frozen again. There we go. I'm going to have so many stills from this. It's going to be great. So we were reflecting on some of the things that my favorite moments of 2021. So I would say shooting a commercial for Remy Martin, the photo shoots that I did at the Tulip Farm and the Sunflower Farm, doing the most amount of travel that I've ever done in a year, going to the beach 15 times, and actualizing a childhood dream by shooting my first ever role on a TV show for Law & Order Organized Crime, coming to you live January 6th at 10 p.m. NBC. So those are some of my favorite moments of the year. Justin, do you have enough bandwidth to tell us?
I don't know if I have enough bandwidth emotionally to tell you, but I'll try.
Do you have enough computer bandwidth? That's the question.
Yes. I don't know. But am I here?
Am I here? Back.
Well, now I just start pretending like I'm but I'm actually.
No, I can see when you're not frozen. When you're faking it.
No, right? Okay, we're close to the end of this episode, and I just thought it was such a wonderful way to encapsulate how the year has gone. But the other things that have encapsulated the year for me are minor character, the Chinese lady, the cherry orchard. Let's not also forget when I did No Child earlier this year. This is the week that is. I traveled to Estonia, to Maine, to Florida, Disney trip with the family. I got a new tattoo, Lindsay Smiling's wedding. We came back, and then multiple kindergartens.
Yes, that's awesome. And what are some things that you are looking forward to? Three simple things that you can share for New Year's resolutions for 2022, based on what we've learned from 2021. I'll go first.
Yeah, go.
I'd like to do more on-screen work. I'd like to write more. And I'd love to give more gifts to people throughout the year by paying attention more to what they love, like what they like, you know? Yes, it's like if I hear them say something that they like, I want to write it down so that I know what I can get them later. So I want to do more of that.
So pink pajamas, penguins on the bottom. She will listen. I'm going to get back to the gym. I really need, or something like it.
Me too.
More visual art. I want more visual art and more daddy-daughter time.
There I love is. It. Well, friends, Lee says to share these stills with Kristen Finger for some stellar photoshopping a la Wilma marketing meetings. I will be doing something with this with the still of you being frozen and me imitating you, because those are gold. Mara Pat says, thank you for bringing light. You have given me a reason to smile. Love you. We love you too. What a beautiful way to end our final episode of the year. Our next episode will be Wednesday, January 12th at 9 p.m. We're returning to our Wednesday slot for that episode. And that will be episode 50 episodes. We are going to be 50 years old on January 12th. It's going to be great. So I'm really looking forward to it. Lee says, thank you for kicking off the eve before the eve and for kicking off Capricorn season. Janice sends some hearts and emojis, and we gotta end as we always end. Oh, we're right at 10 with a freestyle. Here we go.
Give me mine. I'm gonna make it short.
You're gonna make it short. Your word is connection.
Connection and Wi-Fi. We can't rely on Nai Tai. I go and practice my Muay Thai to fight thy internet connection.
Ooh, yeah. Wonderful.
Okay, Jaylene, your last one is joy for holiday joy. Joy?
Okay.
Joy.
Yes. Oh, here we are in a season of joy. When I look back on the year, boy, oh boy, so many great memories, so many great times. I'm so glad that I got to share with you, Pink Papas, and do these freestyle rhymes. Thank you.
Yo, that was so good. I've been really thrown off this episode, but
I know. It's okay. Give us a proverb, as Mama Pat says. Give us a proverb. Mm. Make it about connection, because that's your theme for this episode.
So for those of you that don't know, I don't know how to do proverbs. When you lose connection, look in the corners.
Wow.
That's deep.
Woo. When you lose connection. Is that how you spell lose or is that loose? I always get them confused.
That's loose.
That's loose?
Lose. Yeah, like lose. Loser.
I got it right.
Yeah, when you lose connection, look in
when
the corners.
When you lose connection, look in the corners. Let that carry you through the new year.
We want to thank you all again so much for tuning in. Thank you for hanging out in this episode. We want to thank Jordan McCree, who are our music, Tracy and Cassius, our studio editor, all of our past guests, you, our Pink Papas, anybody who's tuning in with us right now. Please plug us on social media and Yeah.
If you want to donate, we are at Pop Tank on Cash App. Just email us if you want to find us. It's all good. We love you. And with that, have a happy, happy new year. We are sending you lots of love in the new year. And we will see you later. See you next year, 2022. Oogie! Bye!